Hey everybody, happy Sunday. Jeff Prather with the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Ex-DIA branch chief, ex-special operations soldier, ex-DEA special agent, federal firearms instructor, martial arts master, now your intelligence officer on KVOI.com, AM 1030 The Voice. What the deep state and fake news is doing to Trump, they did to me, but they are not really after me or him, they're after you. I was the DEA special agent that exposed DEA running drugs into America. Four Fast and Furious guns going south. The deep state DOJ faked an investigation, faked a phony report, then leaked it to discredit me, just like they did to Trump. But after all their lies and schemes, I was never convicted of anything, and neither will Trump be. But until Trump, nobody took on the deep state, and until me, nobody exposed them. Now, together, we are restoring our republic. This is the Prather Point. Welcome back. So get your car crisis ready at Perfection Auto Works. In fact, I'm going to be teaching at warriorschool.com. It's not even up yet, but a tactical vehicular operations course, TVOX. All you local police, if you're interested, that's ramming. We won't be doing pitting, but we will be doing ramming. We'll be shooting through windshields, under cars, skipping car rounds over cars, shooting from the cars, shooting not how to get shot. I've done that a lot because I was got let to serve in 7th Special Forces Group and went to those schools and also with the intelligence agencies and taught those classes to all the intelligence agencies and all the military branches. But stop by 1046 North Beverly Avenue and see my first and most passionate sponsor. He called in on the last show there, Mike Emery, and he's at 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com. I just had my car in there last week getting it ready. And real passionate small business owner for a long time in Tucson. That's the engine that runs the American economy. And one of the engines that helps run my show. So just stop in and say hi. Or if you got a foreign, fancier car, that's his specialty. But he works on anything. I like that commercial where I was talking to a friend of mine last week in his garage. And his wife came out and I was talking about the commercial where he says, "Your wife doesn't drive a Mercedes, she wears it." And she goes, "That's true. I do." So you were right on there, Mike. Anyway, get your car crisis ready at Perfection Auto Works. But also, I need your support to keep the show on the air. I'm not kidding. Prather Point at gogetfunding.com, gogetfunding.com. And check out one of my books on Amazon, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained. I was just watching with my girls today. Broken Arrow, the old Jimmy Stewart movie, and that's the true story of Tucson, how Tom Jeffords became a friend with Cochise. Hardwood or Firewood is his name in Inde, in Apache. Dagote, that's how you say hello in Apache. She Jeff Prather Gonsae, that's my name's Jeff Prather in Apache, in Inde. So read that book. It's on Amazon. It's a great book. It's funny. It's, and you can go around all the locations. You can still go up to the Moccasin Shop and see Steve, where I met my Apache teacher. And check out my e-book, Chase, that Val Kilmer and West Studio were going to make a movie in. That's on any e-book format as well. And stop in and see me at the dojo, bujinkanusa.com, B-U-J-I-N-K-A-N-U-S-A.com. It's my 30th year in Tucson teaching, and lots of families learning together and growing together. It's really a very moving experience. And my handgun class is Wednesday night, warriorschool.com, 4518 East Broadway. If you can't train, I got all kinds of DVDs on everything, probably a dozen or more on martial arts and several on shooting and all kinds of stuff. I've published a lot in SWAT and everything, so... plenty to get to there. And shout out again to Mike Emery, reference free speech. So, you know, we've been following the Virginia governor as soon as he got in. As soon as the left got in there, they wanted to kill babies who were born. That's just the facts. This is not opinion. This is what they said. Well, we'll... the baby will be born, then we'll let it sit there, and then we'll decide whether we are going to execute it or not. So not only killing unborn, but killing born. And that's the biggest Holocaust, is the unborn. The next biggest Holocaust after that, that I know of, is Native peoples. And the next biggest Holocaust after that is the Jewish Holocaust, about 6 million. But after he got through trying to get that passed, then he wanted to pass the Second Amendment criminalization, even though all the counties in Virginia are now becoming sanctuary for weapons. But they were passing that stuff anyway. But now, having passed Second Amendment illegal laws, they're going after, wait for it, the First Amendment. So they want to criminalize make free speech a criminal act. If you're going to criticize the government or the governor, then they want to make that illegal. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. This is what they are doing, and they're saying this is coercion or intimidation, harassment, and this is really, really scary. They're going to try and make it a Class 1 misdemeanor. Class 1 misdemeanor is right below a felony, but if they get several counts, then they can bump it up to a felony. So our free speech is under attack yet again already. But a lot going on, and I'm going to take a pretty deep dive today, so fasten your seatbelts. But before I get there, just let me mention that Brexit finally went through. That Boris Johnson, he's kind of the Trump over there. He's got the funny hair all over the place, just like Trump's trademark is the funny hair. They get along together, and they are out. And so the globalist communist conspiracy is fading. But now that Brexit is finally out, get ready for Dexit, Deutschland exit. They're getting ready to leave now, too. The globalist communists are on the run, whether it's in Iran, Hong Kong, the French Yellow Vests, the Tea Party in America, everywhere. The globalist communists and Soros is pulling his hair out, really scared. So that is very, very good news, because we are winning. Sometimes it thinks like we're not winning. But of course, everybody knows that Trump was acquitted of impeachment because it was ridiculous. And I'm going to take a deep dive into why. Why do they look so stupid? Why do they do all this stuff that makes them look so stupid? Besides that they are stupid, yes, but most politicians are stupid. But why are they risking this? And they have to risk this because they're not trying to win elections. I mean, does anybody really think that the Democrats, they run a Run Your Life, but they can't even run a caucus in Iowa? Have they figured that out yet? Is it still 25 to 26? They still can't figure that out, but they want to, run your lives, for you. But, they're not trying to win elections. They're just trying to stay out of jail, because, justice is beginning to close in on them. But, a lot to cover today. Going to do a deep dive before I hit this first break. Just to let you know that there's over 1,000 people quarantined in America on military bases, and a third, and you won't hear this anywhere else, I'm breaking this right here, is a third of the U.S. Marshals Service force has been sent to these military bases to deal with coronavirus people who may have that. This is biowarfare. This got out of control, and they are lying to you. Anyway, this is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point coming up on the first break. Be right back with you after this break in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. So a lot to cover today, and I'm going to get into this later, but the FBI perjured FISA. And Seth Risch, an FBI forensic report of Rich's computer generated within 96 hours after Rich's murder, showed that he had made contact with WikiLeaks. So I'm going to get into this more, but, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine today who's a liberal, and I remember when the DA and the CIA and the FBI were really, because, well, that's a matter of opinion. It's not really, I didn't get into it with him, but it's not opinion. It's simply fact. The FBI, the CIA spied on Congress. The FBI spied on Trump. The FISA warrants have been declared invalid. That's just a sweet way of saying illegal. Admiral Rogers, the head of the NSA. And remember, I worked in the intelligence community. I'm not some kind of commentator who doesn't know what he's talking about. I was an intelligence collector, human intelligence collector. I was the chief of global operations for the Defense Intelligence Agency. I know what I'm talking about. Admiral Rogers, head of the NSA, and the NSA is the big dog in the intelligence community, came out and told Trump he was the hero in this. But I'll get back into that later. But I want to come back to that a third of the U.S. Marshals force has been deployed. That's crazy. That's never happened before. That's going to mess up all kinds of schedules. They just don't have that many guys, and they're going to military bases. And there are at least 1,000 American citizens being quarantined. And the death toll is not what you're being told in China in the hundreds. It's in the thousands. The doctor who was whistleblowing has died suddenly and mysteriously. This is really very serious. And again, I know what I'm talking about. I have had training in NBC, nuclear, biological, chemical. And by far, the scariest of all this stuff is the biologic. I've even published articles in tactical magazines. I mean, most of the time I'm in martial arts or SWAT magazine, but I've also published NBC articles as well. So there have been scientists working at U.S. institutions caught spying for China. The FBI and the National Institute of Health, NIH, have nearly 200 investigations underway at major academic institutions around the country to expose biomedical espionage. It's a field I work in now. I do competitive intelligence and corporate security. The majority of the scientists and researchers under investigation are of Chinese descent and include naturalized American citizens. 71 institutions, including many of the most prestigious medical schools in the United States, are now investigating 180 individual cases involving potential theft of intellectual property. So far, 24 of these cases of suspected criminal activity have been referred by the National Institute of Health to the Inspector General's Office of the Department of Health and Human Services. So, just so you understand, the IGs of all these different departments, they don't have any prosecutorial authority. Then it has to go to criminal reference, like Comey, Brennan, all those guys have been referred for criminal prosecution, and they are under criminal investigation. But OIGs just investigate. But the NIH has referred these guys to their IG under the Department of Health and Human Services. And these agents are accused of stealing military secrets, scientific ideas, designs, devices. So biologics are no new thing. The Army, either wittingly or unwittingly, gave smallpox blankets to Native peoples to kill them. All Native peoples are very well aware of that. Over in Europe, there are still pockets of mustard gas sitting in deep trenches. There are treaties on this, and we're trying to control this, but it's much worse than chemical stuff, which fades, and nuclear stuff, which fades. Just go look up Nagasaki and Hiroshima, where we are the only country in the world to have ever committed nuclear warfare and on civilians. Unlike the 50s movies that I grew up watching with two-headed people and all kinds of stuff, Nagasaki and Hiroshima are thriving cities. But just an example of this is that this is military espionage. This is the PLA, People's Liberation Army, and they're working on biological warfare, and this is part of unrestricted warfare. This kind of goes, again, I tie into this because this is when I got activated from being a special agent to active duty with the Army and chopped to the Defense Intelligence Agency back in 03-04. When the second Gulf War, and there were two Chinese officers watching us fight, and we won that war so fast. We won the conventional part of the war in 3 weeks. Unconventional war then dragged on until Petraeus came along and said, hey, and a couple of us were set with a couple of us military intelligence officers with special forces backgrounds were saying, hey, the conventional war ended in 3 weeks. Now, we are in a insurgency, and nobody wanted to use the I word because everybody thinks of Vietnam, and thinks he can't win, although you can win. Most insurgencies have failed. But anyway, these two officers came up with, and they looked at America, and they said, you know what? Nobody can take America head on. And they said, so we're going to develop the doctrine of unrestricted warfare. I know a general who wrote the paper on that. And part of that is Netflix, is Chinese movies, is like Mike Emery and I and others went to see Midway. They partially sponsored that movie. And this is also stealing biological secrets and proprietary information all the time. So Dr. Charles Lieber was the chairman of the chemistry department at Harvard University and has been charged with having illegal ties to China. Prosecutors say that Dr. Lieber had a contract with Wuhan. Yes, Wuhan Technical, where Wuhan is where the coronavirus broke, and that's where Wuhan has their biowarfare laboratory, their only NSL-4 level. He was being paid a salary of up to $50,000, almost like the Clintons, up to $158,000 a year. And he lied about his ties to China when he was bidding on federal contracts. There is also Yangqing Ye, who is a Boston University researcher accused of failing to disclose her status as a lieutenant, wait for it, of the People's Liberation Army. She's a friggin' commissioned CHICOM officer working in America. The Armed Force of the People's Republic of China, member of the Chinese Communist Party. She failed to disclose this information. You think that might be relevant, maybe? Huh? Kinda? Of course, not with Bernie Sanders or something, because he's all into socialism and communism. Another case is Zhao Zhang Zeng, who is a cancer researcher at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, accused of trying to smuggle vials of biological research on a flight from Boston to Beijing. Customs officers found 21 vials containing a brown liquid wrapped in a plastic bag and hidden in a sock. And that's what they were doing with the coronavirus as well. So this is a talent program. And this is the FBI saying that they give incentives to scientists to illegally take intellectual properties. It's a brain gain or talent program. Or in China, it's called the Thousand Talents Program, and they offer a lot of compensation. So this should sound familiar, because this is really the same thing with China giving the Clinton Foundation millions of dollars. And, you know, I've worked in this field also. I talk about what I know. You know, I don't talk about what I don't know. Sometimes I get asked to do a show on constitutional law. So I'm not a constitutional law guy. I don't know it. Charles there knows it well. And my friend Jeff Utz knows it real well. But I talk about the things I am expert in. And I am expert in this. And China's been doing this for a long time in all areas, but they've really started to work in the biomedical espionage space. And this is really scary. It's much scarier than nuke or chemical. So we have our problems, but the Canadians have the worst. Because probably... this Dr. Zheng Xiaoqiu and her husband, Keiling Cheng, and an unknown number of students, I think probably 4 to 6 from what I have heard, were removed from Canada's only level 4 lab back in July of last year. And the level 4 virology lab, that's the top lab. And when they were removed, they, of course, went back to China. And we believe... we have high confidence intelligence indications that they brought the coronavirus from the biohazard lab in Canada and brought it back to Wuhan. Now, the Wuhan lab had been reviewed and warned several times that they weren't up to standard. You got to be really careful with that. And so... you know, there's lots of possibilities, but the most likely possibility is that they did biomedical espionage. They brought it back to Wuhan. It has now been disproven that it did not come out through fish markets and stuff. And also the patents are on another coronavirus of SARS that they didn't patent it, but they probably lost control of it, or they brought it out to do population control. We're not sure which, but it certainly is really hurting their economy because a day after all this happened in China, China dropped $275 million tariffs on American goods, which just reinforced Trump's amazing historic deal with Chinese markets. But this is really scary stuff, and we are deep into espionage with them, and they're connecting. They are trying to compete with us. I don't know if they want to defeat us. I don't know if they're that stupid because our markets are so interchanged, but they certainly want to come alongside us. And this is one way that they are doing that. But there are not hundreds infected or killed. What I'm hearing is there are thousands, perhaps tens of thousands. And there are other countries that are in hazmat suits, hosing people down. They're evacuating buildings. There's body bags piling up, and they're fumigating buildings. That's not something you do for something that is not serious. So, and I'm very, very familiar with this. So anyway, going to take a break here and come back after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. AM 1030, The Voice, right back with you. After Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. AM 1030, The Voice, 520-790-2040 to call in. So, we have this really well under control. I want to make that very clear. Of course, it didn't get any play, but Trump sent 747s to evacuate our State Department personnel from Wuhan and continues to do so and got everybody out, unlike the Obama administration, who left our Ambassador Stevens on the ground and the ex-SEAL CIA SAD guys and the diplomatic security DSS agent to die on the ground, even after they had asked for more security. Trump got in there right away and took good care of that. This may be the Chinese. This may be the deep state. I don't think it's Trump doing it. I don't think he has control of the intelligence community that yet. Could be the Agenda 21 stuff. A guy named Charles H. is on the phone with a question comment. I think I know who that is. Charles, welcome to the show. Great show. I was listening. I had a great time listening to you.
Aaron is always a good time, and he's the most knowledgeable person I know about firearms. And, you know, he's too humble to say it, but he teaches classes to ATF on tool mark examination. He teaches them their business.
I'm sure.
So, and they pay him to do it. Anyway, what I wanted to ask is not, I'm not trying to be funny or set up a joke. If the Chinese, I'm not so sure, based on looking at the totality of circumstance, that the Chinese want to defeat us so much as they want to be in leadership, you know, and they have the biggest economy in the world and all that, because it's not rhetorical. If the Chinese were to, quote, defeat, unquote, us, who would they rip off for all their patents? Who would they copy? What technology? Because China's not a leader in a lot of technology. Some they are, but in a lot of technologies they're not, especially when it comes to biomedical stuff. We lead the world by a long way. Who would the Chinese rip off if they so-called defeated us?
Yeah, that's a great question, Charles. Thanks for the call in. And I've had to tell many, as I've moved into competitive intelligence and industrial and corporate intelligence security, I've had to tell many of my intelligent business people I work with is, so you're thinking that the government personnel makes sense. See, that's where you're making a big mistake. You think that they're doing something that makes sense, and they're just doing something to keep themselves moving forward. They don't care. And if you get into the really big, the Raytheons and the Lockheed Martins and stuff like that, I've worked with them, there is no sense. Just like with the Democratic Party, you know, why is Trump being so successful? Because he's not a politician, because he's a businessman. He's moving, he's doing things like a businessman. Don't make the mistake of thinking that the government actually has to make sense or actually has to produce something. No, that's the private sector. The government does not do that. The government does stupid stuff over and over and over, and whether it's our government or their government. But I do agree. I'm with you. I think that they want to come alongside us and be equals.
I think they want to be betters. But the thing is I'm not so sure, and you know more about this than I am. I'm kind of pinging this off of you. I'm not so sure that they want to ruin us or wreck us. I think they want to put us in second position, sort of like, I forget the word in Arabic for, you know, the diminutive or whatever it is. They want us to be the people who are the subjugated people.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think they want to kill us because we're such useful to them, they see us as useful idiots.
Very true. Very true.
So, yeah. All right, thank you.
No, that's a great point. Thanks for the call. I totally agree with that. In that area, continuing on that, Dr. Francis Boyle, who is a biological weapons expert, says that the coronavirus is a biological warfare weapon. So somebody much more knowledge than I, and he said this back in 2019, he drafted the Biological Weapons Act for the World Health Organization. He's a professor of international law at Illinois College of Law, drafted the U.S. Domestic Implementing Legislation for Biological Weapons Convention and the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism. In a recent interview, he discusses the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan, China, and the biosafety level 4, it's not NSL, it's BSL 4, and he is disagreeing with the mainstream media, just like Admiral Rogers was disagreeing with everybody. Oh, the intelligence community says. And also another person that is very interested in this, I find interesting, is American Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, who dismantled the mainstream media's argument that it came from the market selling dead and live animals. Tom Cotton, by the way, is a former infantry officer. And he wrote a great book, I'd love to have him on the show, called Sacred Duty. It was at Arlington with the Old Guard, but he's also an infantry veteran as well. So some serious people who are disagreeing with that. But Jeff, welcome to the show.
Mr. Prather, I haven't had the pleasure of speaking with you before, but I did talk to your associate, who used to be on the air, who had his own call-in show on 104.1. I think J.T. Harris. I made the mistake of giving him G.I. Joe buttons at Miller Surplus, and he wasn't pleased with me, unfortunately. But I was a huge G.I. Joe fan growing up as a kid, led me to join the Army. Listen, I've been listening to your show, and if we see something, should we say something? Because I know in the past you've cautioned us on his show about necessarily doing that. Like if there's Chinese or Russian activity, say locally, or that we grew up in an area that had a lot of refuseniks that came over during the Soviet era that are now in what you're describing as the bio research program back east, should we speak up about that? Even if our own uncle, who's an MIT graduate, got one of them a scholarship and they happen to be a very prominent family that a movie was made about their family experience during World War II. I mean, will we be perceived that or gone after in the extreme? Should we consider moving to Canada? Are we going to unleash holy hell upon ourselves if we speak up about such things?
Wow, seriously. You have been listening to me for a while. It's been a long time since I've been on James T.
Pre-MAVNI program, which I think your listeners should hear to find, I encountered a Chinese officer in the U.S. military, and he's claiming he was in Tiananmen. And I my father had an employee whose daughter was over there during the Tiananmen Square incident, and she's not mentioned in his autobiography. And she was quite prominent. And it just goes on and on. We former Warsaw Pact people as U.S. military officers that have immigrated over. I mean, if it looks like we need to just run for the hills because it seems as if things are so co-opted, what do we do? I mean, should we just start prepping? I mean, ultimately, I know this sounds kind of ridiculous and maybe a little overdone on my part, but seriously, it's a huge concern. The scissors strategy is Red Dawn, and they keep bringing this this visionary from Eastern Europe over when the Russian, you know, generals have said for decades it's been going on.
Let me cut you off there. So thanks for the call. So and thanks for listening and following for so long. So to address, should you run for the hills? No, this is the last best place. Canada, Trudeau last week was still trying to get his people out. Why? Because he's an inefficient liberal and he has bad relations with the Chinese. Trump stood up and negotiated with the Chinese from a position of strength. And so we got our guys out, not running off to Canada. No. Thanks for your service, my brother, soldier. But no, we shouldn't run off. We are in the process on this show and on many other shows of taking our country back, and restoring our republic. This is what this is all about. Should you speak up? Yes, you should speak up, just like I'm speaking up. Now, are they going to come after you? Oh, yes, I can tell you. They came after me a decade ago. They came after me last year. They make your life miserable. They lie about you. They discredit you. They put all kinds of lies out about you, but the truth will out, and you will triumph in the end. Just like I said at the beginning of the show, I was never convicted, neither will Trump, even though they keep doing this over and over. But, yeah, you should say something. If you're really worried, then you can say something anonymously, but if you don't say something, then you're self-censoring. So, if you're self-censoring, they don't have to abridge your First Amendment rights. You're doing it for them. Don't do it. And when you're out in public, speak loudly and boldly so that the next table over at the restaurant can hear you. I'm not afraid to say that Comey is a liar and a perjurer and a traitor. And so is Clinton, and so is, and this all goes back to Obama. No, if you're afraid to speak out, then that's oppression, and they're one, and you're self-censoring. So that's worse than free speech, because that's what people like about Trump is he talks like a regular guy. Yeah, he says stuff that's not good, but he just says stuff. Okay, anyway, sorry, I missed. I didn't see. I got another call there. Is it Eb or Ed? Welcome.
I'd like to talk to you again, but I don't think now is the time. You have my number. Please reach out to me, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
For having me on.
Is Eb or Ed there? Is that Eb or Ed?
It's yeah. Eb.
Eb, go ahead.
Yeah, to Charles' point, I don't think the Chinese want to defeat us at all. I think they want to control us, and that's the big difference.
They want to control us, yeah.
They want to absolutely control us.
Yeah, because they want to control everything.
They want to do to us what they are doing to Hong Kong. They want us to succeed, but they want to control that and have total access to that.
Well, they want to be like any government. They just want the money. They don't want to make anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree totally. How's that working out for them in Hong Kong, though?
Yeah, not too well right now.
Not too well. And it won't work out.
I was there in 96. It was incredible. And then in 97, it all changed.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good point. Sorry I took so long. Did you get to finish making your point? Was that it?
Yep, we did. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for listening. Okay. So good comments. Got a lot more to put out, but I'm going to hit a break here. This is Jeff Prather and the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you for the final segment and with a lot more to come after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted news and local talk. You can call in at 520-790-2040. So last week I was talking about how you aren't hearing that the fired Ukrainian prosecutor, the one that Biden's on tape saying, well, son of a bitch, okay, has to be fired, has filed charges of abuse of power against Biden. This is the prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, filed with the Ukraine's National Bureau of Investigation. That's the Ukrainian FBI. Who was and he was wanting an investigation of Burisma. Remember now, Area 1 is saying that Burisma was hacked. The guy who started Area 1 is the same guy who started CrowdStrike. They've run out of lies. They're repeating the same lies. The FISA warrants have been shown to be invalid. That's shorthand for illegal. And what he's saying is, due to continued pressure from the Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, to oust me from the job by blackmailing the allocation of financial assistance, I, who places the state interest of Ukraine above my personal interest, agreed to abandon the post of prosecutor general. So this is explosive stuff. And what they're doing, why they keep going after Trump is because if they don't have some story, then these stories start to seep out. That's why they keep looking like they are ridiculous. But even more important, the FBI has been lying about Seth Rich. Remember, no investigation. The guy's found in a nice neighborhood, shot in the back of the head, didn't take his watch, didn't take his wallet. So Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton was doing another Freedom of Information FOIA request on something else, and they happened to get emails, heavily redacted emails, from, wait for it, Peter Stroke. That guy. Yeah. And it says, and these are really heavily redacted. The from to, all you get is the date in 2016. Hope you're well. I heard from the front office that you are covering, something this week. Reporting that Julian Assange suggested during a recent overseas interview that DNC staffer Seth Rich was a WikiLeaks source. And the point here is that the FBI had said they had no emails on Seth Rich. And they clearly do. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a half a dozen heavily redacted emails. But they have also said they don't want to investigate him. So, again, it's not that the DNC was hacked by the Russians. There's no proof of that. Edward Rogers, the NSA, has said couldn't happen. Bill Blinney, Montgomery, you can't do it that way. It's not through spear phishing. It had to be a thumb drive. It was Seth Rich with a thumb drive giving it to Julian Assange, WikiLeaks. This is why they have to go after Trump for the impeachment, because he was saying on the call, they say, you've got the server. You've got the info. And I'm going to tie that in here in a second. But this new evidence is showing that the FBI, not only has the FBI lied about the investigation, not only have they perjured themselves on the FISA court, suborned perjury, they've lied about Seth Rich. There are even rumors out there that it was Stroke who shot him. I don't know. That is rumored. But the FBI are deliberately hiding records on this. So they're not saying, hey, this is classified, we can't talk about it. They're saying they're lying. They're saying we don't have it. That's a big difference. So I say all the time, I could tell you more about the unholy relationship between the intelligence community and the Department of Justice. Can't talk about it. It's classified. I'm still under those oaths, and that would be a felony. Only somebody like Hillary Clinton can do that and get away with it. But I'm telling you, it's classified, can't talk about it. It's not what the FBI is saying. Classified, can't talk about it. That's not what they're saying. They're saying, no, it didn't happen. They've been caught lying again, just like the FISA court. This is really serious, the FISA court. And even our Supreme Court justice has been caught in this because Roberts, remember, would not read the question from Rand Paul about Eric Carmella. He goes, I'm not asking about the whistleblower. I'm just asking a question about Eric Carmella, who was on the staff with Sean Misko, who was whispering in Schiff's ear. Well, how does he know not to read that question? The fix is in up to the Supreme Court, that's why it's so important that we are changing, that Trump is changing the outlook of the Supreme Court. So this is really scary. So you do these FOIA requests, these Freedom of Information requests, and you got to pay for them, and they search and they take forever, and they redact everything. This is very crucial that the FBI did know about Seth Rich. They did do an investigation, and they have lied about it. And one of the emails, I'm not going to go through all of them, but they added somebody to on this address. He's got a short name, like Stroke. And one of the emails is saying, I squashed this, okay? So they are covering up. So that's why I say, you know, I've worked with the FBI a lot, but they are so compromised, they are so corrupted at this point, that they just need to go away. This just doesn't make any sense anymore. Because back in June 2016, this is just a couple days after the Seth Rich murder, is when WikiLeaks got all these emails. And on July 10th, 2016, an employee from the location of the leak was murdered without an obvious motive in an alleged street robbery with nothing stolen in a very pleasant area of D.C. So they are very desperate, and this is very damning. They can't cover up all their lies. So now this is why I keep saying to you, they're saying why they keep doing this stupid stuff. Nadler looks ridiculous. Schiff looks ridiculous. It's because if they don't keep trying to control the news with the propaganda press, then this stuff will start to come out. For example, Democratic House Intelligence Committee Chairman, wait for it, Adam Schiff, benefited from a 2013 fundraiser thrown in his honor by Igor Pasternak, the Soviet native arms dealer who has influenced American politics as a militaristic advocate for Ukraine's Schiff's zeal in fighting Ukraine to receive arms funding. And there are billions that went, that disappeared, that got money laundered. Glenn Beck was talking about this this week, that disappeared. And guess where it all went as it got through Latvian banks? I think it went to Pelosi's son, Biden's son, Romney's Kofor Black, who used to be in the CIA, and one other guy I haven't gotten to yet. But I got another call. So Mark is calling in. Welcome to the show, Mark.
OMG. You're getting onto things that I was hoping you would get onto. But also, please, I know we're out of time, so please, next week, bring back the murder of Seth Rich. I think that's going to be a key thing that will get a bunch of evil people convicted and put in prison, and all the way to, you know, very high levels. And also the guy the chainsaw decapitator in Ukraine.
Oh, the Ukraine oligarch. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe next week. That whole thing is a fascinating, series of events, or, you know, sequence of timed things that predate anything having to do with Trump and his so-called withholding of funds from Ukraine.
Will do. Yeah. Thanks. So that's why all of a sudden Ukraine comes out of the middle of nowhere, because when Trump said, hey, they say that you've got to serve anything, all the alarm bells went off, because Ukraine was very corrupt, and Biden, Pelosi, Romney, and others all got a lot of this money that went to their sons. And that's what I'm going to what I'm trying to get to here. But I will take your calls. So, Kay, welcome to the show.
Hi. I just had a question. I heard Peter Schweiker talking about his book, Profiles in Corruption, and he was saying that one of the reasons why some people in the Senate and so forth aren't going after for Biden and others so much is because they have some dirty dealings themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's why Romney was the lone vote. Why would Romney, the lone vote to convict, is because Romney's Kofor Black, who was head of the CIA, was has taken Ukrainian illegal money, taxpayer money. Yes.
Well, also, he was mentioning Mitch McConnell and his wife having some dealings in China. And
yeah, I've said that before. McConnell's wife's dad runs a Chinese shipping company and owned the ship that was full of cocaine coming over. Yes, you are right.
And then something about Pete Buttigieg's father being involved in the Communist Party in some way.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, Sanders is Sanders is a nationalist socialist. You know, in German, that's called Nazi. You know, I mean, yeah,
right.
There's, yeah.
No, I'm talking about Pete Buttigieg.
No, I know. I don't know about that one. But, yeah, you are right. You are very smart. So this is why Bolton, all of a sudden Bolton wants to testify, because Bolton was, thank you for the call. Running out of time here. Bolton was running the Vindman brothers, who haven't been fired. They were chopped to the NSC. They're just going back to their own job. But the criminals are like, oh, my gosh, you're getting rid of our spies. Yeah, we are getting rid of your spies. See you later. But running out of time. Let me summarize Pinchuk gave $10 million in donation to the Clinton Foundation, and this all ties in to Visco Holdings with Pelosi. Anyway, out of time, but that's why they are scared of everything's closing in. Keep the faith. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Back with you next week.